Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Most of our stories are taken from the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
God calls His leader. Moses was 40 years old when he left Egypt. After working a while for Jethro, Moses married Zipporah, one of Jethro's daughters. Two sons were born to Zipporah and Moses. They were named Gershom and Eliezer. Moses was thankful to God for his nice family. Years passed. The Pharaoh, who wanted to kill Moses, had died. But the Hebrew slaves were still being treated badly. They cried and prayed. God heard their cry. He remembered His promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they would have a new land. God was now ready. His man was now ready also. Moses was now about 80 years old. Each day he took the sheep to find green grass and water. One day Moses led Jethro's sheep near a mountain. Suddenly Moses noticed a bush on fire. The fire kept on burning, but the bush didn't burn. He wanted to get closer to see this strange fire. "Moses, Moses," called Jehovah God. "Here am I," said Moses. "Do not come near," God said. "Take off your shoes, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Moses obeyed quickly. "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses hid his face. He was afraid to look at God. "I have seen the suffering of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry, and I have come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians and to bring them to a land flowing with milk and honey." God continued to talk to Moses. He told Moses he had seen the Egyptians hurt the Hebrews. "I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring forth my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt," explained God. "Who am I?" Moses asked. Moses hadn't been to Egypt for 40 years. He didn't feel like a leader. He only led sheep. He wasn't a prince anymore. The Lord answered, "But I will be with you." Moses made all kinds of excuses. God answered Moses and explained what Moses should do and what Moses should say. God promised Moses that his brother Aaron would help him. Aaron was a good speaker. God would teach them what to do and what to say. Moses went home and told his father-in-law, Jethro, that he wanted to go back to Egypt to see his relatives. Jethro said, "Go in peace." God told Moses that all the people who had wanted to kill him were now dead. Over in Egypt, the Lord spoke to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness and meet Moses." He had not seen his brother Moses for more than 40 years. How excited and glad they were as they met in the wilderness.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.